Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, they making noise. Start up.
Episode 144. This is the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
Yeah, it's not bald talk. It's the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
Yeah. What in the actual fuck? What is happening around here? Where, if you guys, 4,000 people of our listeners heard something that they shouldn't have heard before I hit the delete button on it. So we want to apologize.
So I think, was it over the weekend?
Yeah.
No, it was Monday.
No, it was Saturday. We woke up to Saturday morning.
Saturday morning.
Bullshit.
So somebody tweeted at us and said, hey guys, there's a podcast on your podcast feed, on the Brooklyn Boys podcast, that doesn't belong. I'm like, what? So they sent a screenshot, and it was a podcast called, I'm mentioning it, Bald Talk. That's it. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, and it was
our old friend, Bald Freak Ronnie.
No.
It happens to be starring one of the guys in this podcast I like a lot. You may know, remember him from, he's in one of the Sonic commercials where he's in the car with his buddy.
By the way, the second you start off any story with, you might remember him from, not memorable.
Well, he was also, it was a show on
VH1.
You
might remember him from, not an A-list celebrity.
Yeah, okay. There was an improv'd show, radio something that I loved on VH1 that he was on. Anyway, he's an improv or comedian. He and his buddy are bald. Anyway, I don't want to promote it anymore because look what happens when we promoted Call Your Daddy podcast.
Hey. Listen, people woke up on Saturday morning and thought we issued another episode of Brooklyn Boys, which is, by the way, it's a very unsavory thing for people to do, by the way.
Right, so the person who tweeted said, this is on my Spotify. So I was like, okay, let me check iHeartRadio.
Right.
It's there. So then I checked the back end, our upload page.
No, it was everywhere.
So I'm like, uh-oh, it's actually in our upload page. So somebody with the keys to our upload page, the corporate monkeys, had access to our page, went in and uploaded this, what amounts to be a three-minute commercial promo.
Right.
For this other podcast.
Now, Brody, last I heard, promos for other podcasts happen in between, in the commercial breaks when we say we'll be back after this. That's a
right,
proper,
or at the beginning. Or like at the beginning when or you at first the, turned on,
or
like,
at the end.
The Women of Juarez. Or, you have to listen
right,
to that.
Or at the end. Or on our radio stations, our iHeartRadio stations. But right. Never in a zillion years did I think somebody would hijack the Brooklyn Boys feed and right. publish what looks to be at first like a Brooklyn Boys episode, because it says published by the Brooklyn Boys.
And it's a picture of two guys, and if you look right. quickly, it doesn't look like
but
us.
But the thing is,
you're like, oh, maybe they changed their logo, because it's a little thumbnail on your phone. You're like, yeah. oh, maybe it's a new episode.
Now, had we not deleted it? Yeah.
4,000 people yeah. listened at least for 20 seconds to this thing. Which is promoting you to listen to someone else's podcast.
But what sucks even worse is you might think that was just, all right, that was a commercial and that was the end of that. And you might not even hit the next button to get to the actual episode of our podcast. So who knows? It could be another week and a half before you open up the app and actually hear the next download of our show. So that interrupts our flow. That interrupts our audience right. measures. I mean, there's so many things that are unsavory about it, let alone the fact that nobody emailed us and said, hey, guys, this is coming down. Can you give us a hand? I mean, for all we thought, it was an accident. And to this well, moment, right. we emailed
or,
corporate,
or
by the way.
Hacked us. We emailed corporate. We're like, hey. Well, we didn't email corporate. We emailed the top digital guys in New York.
Right.
Not the corporate monkeys.
But we emailed... We emailed these people. We're like, hey, get us an explanation.
The good people.
Was this an accident?
Yeah, the good people in New York.
What happened? How did
so
this
happen?
So they
write back, we've seen this done before, but we had no knowledge of it. So it's been done before. And so
well,
like,
we still never got a direct response back, Brody.
No.
Was this done on accident?
By accident? No. So we don't know that for a fact. I said, well, it doesn't belong there. And they said, well, leave it till we find out. And I said, too late. We already deleted it.
We deleted it because I didn't know what it
Although,
was.
We did get 4,000 listens to our channel, so I hope that counts towards the Brooklyn Boys. In which case, we'll have to negotiate them putting commercials on our stream like that. but making it look like a new episode was a little bit bogus. So,
well, that's some balls. You don't do that.
However, 4,000 people didn't tell us. So
yeah,
if that happens again,
one person told
us. Now look, it's possible 4,000 people all didn't want to be the second person. So I get that.
Brody, I gotta believe that it was an accident. I wanna believe that this was done erroneously. I wanna believe that they wouldn't have put this on our feed without actually emailing
right.
us that they were gonna do that first.
Now, here's the thing. I don't know how many people listen to that other podcast, right?
It must be new.
We'll just call it the Bald Podcast. We don't need to promote it anymore. But those guys are semi-famous, right? How about our company puts our podcast in their feed? Do a little, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Now, we don't have a 3-minute commercial because somebody who isn't me on this podcast refuses to put a promo together. That being said.
No, we will do our due diligence and we will get it done. All right. So now that aside, and you know,
and
forget
way,
about the back.
If you didn't hear last episode,
oh
you're not listening
God.
In order. Shame
in
on
hot.
You. Oh, sorry. I'm getting my dander up.
I know. All right.
The
all
dander
right.
is up,
all right.
my friend.
Well, yeah, your dander's up.
If that's going to be a Brooklyn Boys quote, right? Brooklyn Boys quote yeah. guy. You got to stop with the typos and the missing letters. It's making it look like we don't speak well.
Is that
right?
what he's doing? Okay, I know. Enough, 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 enough.
Shout
we come out,
to him.
We come out of the gate bitching like this. We're like raging bull.
I'm right. having a good week. You having a good week?
No, I'm having an awesome week, you know?
Well,
I will say this thing. You did interrupt me cutting my cheese.
You have to fart on them off the microphone? I don't understand.
No. Brody.
What?
Well, you said, hey, let's meet for the podcast. Let's do this.
Right.
Right. And then I send you the link, and then I wait for you to log on. Waiting, waiting, waiting. The 10 minutes passes. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go have a piece of cheese. So I had bought this cheese from this Italian deli, and it was so friggin' good. But the thing is, when you open up cheese, you know, I'm talking about the hard cheese, you know, you open it up, it's in that cellophane. Saran wrap, whatever it is, but it's wrapped by the store.
Yeah.
You can't rewrap it from the store, the store Saran wrap, because I took a knife and I cut off a couple of pieces off the block, and then now I'm like, fuck. And then I hear you in the background screaming, yo, you there? You ready to go? Let's do this. And I'm like, wait a second. I'm not leaving the cheese out. So I had to go under. I had to go look for a proper Tupperware that would fit this cheese block. But I didn't want a big one or a long one.
Don't you have Ziploc bags?
No. No. There's nothing like an actual tightly sealed, like, plastic container that fits the shape of the cheese. There's one that I have that's specifically made for cheese. So okay. I had to go find it. And so okay, I took
so
me
given the choice of coming and doing this podcast or eating your cheese, hashtag you chose the cheese.
I cut the cheese every time.
And you chose the cheese. Who you moved? Chose the cheese. Yeah. Over the slices.
But I'll tell you, the cheese was so good. The guy in the store.
What kind of cheese?
It was a.
Kraft American?
It was. No. It was an aged Gruyere from an Italian place. And I will tell you, the guy behind the counter came out from behind the counter, the deli guy, and said, let me tell you, you're looking for cheese? Let me show you this cheese.
And so he's a cheese guy.
Well, I started to think halfway through his spiel that he's just trying to get rid of cheese, like old cheese, because it had like the little rindy mold thing. And he goes, oh, no, you don't understand.
No.
You understand. No. The more the green on the sides and the mold, he goes, you see this little thickness piece? You see the piece, that little translucent? That's how you know that the cheese you're getting is a properly aged cheese.
Hey, my friend, you see this four-door Camry? The rust is a good sign. The rust along the bottom means it's aged beautifully.
Right.
It's a classic.
So I leave there with this piece of cheese, and I'm like, did I just get taken? Did this guy just totally, like, pull the wool over my eyes? Because I started thinking, I'm like, was he trying to move old cheese, or was he really trying to interest me in this aged?
You'll be moving old cheese in about an hour.
I think I'm already feeling it.
Anyway. Did he write the word BLEU right on top, handwritten on top of the label?
Blue.
So you think it was blue cheese?
Blue. I mean, all blue cheese is moldy cheese.
It's moldy cheese.
Yeah.
It's the biggest scam ever. I will never eat blue cheese.
Why not?
Right now there's people going, oh, no.
I love blue cheese.
Blue cheese is great, Brody.
It's so sharp. Pungent.
By the way,
pungent.
When I used to work for Red Robin, if you guys know the chain Red Robin, I was a manager for them. I was never a waiter. I was hired as a manager back in the day. But occasionally I would help out. Like, I would take the order if the wait staff was overwhelmed. I'd go over to the table, I'd schmooze with them. And I think I talked about soda before, but I may have mentioned this. We've done 143 episodes already.
Yeah.
144 if you count episode zero. Mm-hmm. So if I'm telling this story again, forgive me. But when you would tell people what you had, I'd say, they give me a house salad. I said, well, what kind of dressing would you like? It was Russian, French, creamy Italian, oil and vinegar, right? Russian, French, creamy Italian, oil and vinegar. And then eventually it was Thousand Island French, because we switched. There's a difference. And so every one of them would go like this to me. They'd say, no blue cheese?
Well, you didn't mention it. Otherwise, if you had it, you would have.
Right. No, I have blue cheese. I just don't want to give it to you, you fat fuck. I want to give it to everybody else. I'm just offering you the Russian, French, creamy Italian, oil and vinegar, because I got the good stuff. I've got creamy Parmesan. I've got garlic cheese, garlic dressing.
Well, Brody, soy
ginger.
Brody, it's wishful thinking. If I'm a customer and you don't list off, I always think about maybe perhaps you have extra in the back that you're not mentioning, or you forgot to list that one.
No.
You didn't hear. You know what happened with me with the Dove Rissole. It's a good thing I fucking asked.
What happened with the Dove Rissole?
The Dove Rissole. An Italian restaurant was running by the specials, exactly the way you were just now with your dressings. And they were like, oh, tonight we have a bronzino, we have a salmon, we have a mahi-mahi, and we have a cod. And I'm like, you guys don't have any Dove Rissole? I did exactly what customers did to you.
Who asked that?
Well, because they had a menu online that said Dove Rissole, but the menu in person.
Okay, but that's a fair request.
No, in person.
If our menu said blue cheese and I didn't say blue cheese,
so
you know what
he says to me? He goes, you know what? That's a special we have sometimes. We don't have it today. Okay, he walks away. The next guy comes over. And I'm like, I just ordered all this. I made a joke. I'm like, I really wanted that Dove Rissole that I saw. And then he goes, wait a second, you want a Dove Rissole? And wait a second, I know it wasn't offered, but hold on, let me go check in the back. Lo and behold, they come back, and he goes, I got you your Dove Rissole. You want to put your order in? I'm like, yeah. So I asked the second guy, the guy behind the guy, and they had the fucking Dover sole. But the first guy didn't list it, and when I asked if he had it, he said he didn't. It's only special sometimes. So, Brody, maybe when you were listing off the dressings, you may have forgotten the blue cheese, and somebody was just trying to... But you sure you don't have blue cheese? No reason
okay,
to be,
let me say, listen,
be a smartass about it to the customer.
Listen, first of all, I'm the manager, right? I got the shirt and the tie. I got the keys on
my belt.
Oh, what,
you're different color? Oh, you're yellow instead of blue?
Whoa, what does that mean?
What, different shirt color? Is that what, that's what differentiates you from your waiters?
No, the waiters weren't wearing a shirt and tie. They were wearing like a white shirt with an apron. The point is, if I had said, Russian, French, creamy Italian, what's the fourth one? Oil and vinegar. I think that's it. I think maybe I'm, I don't know. But I said Russian, French, creamy Italian, oil and vinegar. Does that sound like I forgot one? Does that sound like I don't say the same thing all the time? It's like when I worked at Chuck E. Cheese. Coke, Diet Coke, Orange Sprite, and Root Beer. I still remember. We had five flavors.
Dad,
Coke,
the
Diet
customer's Coke, not giving you enough credit.
Do you have grape? Coke, Diet Coke, Orange Sprite, and Root Beer. No grape? Or they'd ask for 7-Up. Dude, nobody's got Sprite and 7-Up.
It's either or. Right.
It's either or. You got Coke and Diet Coke. You got Pepsi? No.
No, you're a Coke house. Either a Coke house or a Pepsi house.
Whoa. We don't do drugs here.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, but that aside, you're making a point about blue cheese.
Yeah. So blue cheese is just... It's I know yogurt has got bacteria in it. I get it. But blue cheese, if you buy cheese, the cheese you bought, whatever cheese you eat, big block of cheese, if it starts to get mold on it, you throw that shit out, right? Immediately. It stinks. It's gross. Mold is small life forms growing on your food.
Right. But
I want that.
Probiotics are good for you, though, and they grow. That's live. Those are live cultures, and they go right into your
name. Oh, probiotics. It sounds like vitamins. No, it's shit you're eating that's going to eat shit inside you. I don't want it. Someone tells you, hey, eat a goldfish whole, and it'll swim around in your stomach, and it'll eat the dead red meat off the insides of your stomach. Would you eat that goldfish?
No.
Right.
Yeah, but some people get those pedicures with the fish, where the fish eat it at the dead skin. You never saw that before?
Yeah, of course.
Where they stick your feet, and like I saw that Kim Kardashian did that on one of the episodes.
Dude, we did it on our show twice with Jersey Kid.
Right. Oh yeah, and they start like pecking at you. It's like a fish pedicure.
That's not inside my stomach. But I'm telling you, someone's gonna figure out somewhere that some frog or some kind of lizard, that if you eat it, you swallow it, it'll survive long enough to clean out your intestines. Oh, it's so great. It makes you'll lose 5 pounds. And then you'll crap the lizard out.
Okay. So you're trying to but blue cheese is a good cheese. It's purposefully moldy. They do that on purpose. They're watching it. It's like dry aged steak. Okay. It's like they dry age it.
Don't get me started on dry aged steak.
I know we had this conversation on this podcast.
Right.
About dry aged. And
right.
You don't like dry age.
You just let it sit on the counter and get moldy.
But there's a process to it.
You pay more for that.
It's temperature control.
Somebody left the steak out by accident and was like, oh, some guy ordered Dover steak. I'm going to give him this old one. Like, you got fish that was probably 3 days old that the guy was told, we don't have any fresh Dover sole. So he went out there and said, no, sir, we don't have any.
All I'm saying
then
is sometimes...
the other guy was like, oh, I found a piece under the refrigerator by the wheel. And,
it was next to the blue cheese.
It was next to the blue cheese. This Dover sole has extra probiotics.
My point was, sometimes you got to ask the guy behind the guy. You got to ask twice. You got to question your managers. And you got to get... Brody, if anyone knows about calling the supervisor, it's you. So to get what you want. Okay. So maybe... See, it was a good thing that I pressed. I did the full court press for the Dover sole that day.
You didn't get fresh fish.
It was fresh.
No way. I'll tell you how you know it's not fresh. Because if it came in fresh that day, they would have had a lot of it. And other people would have had it. And someone would have noticed, hey, we're not selling any Dover sole.
Well, I'm still standing.
Someone would have. What?
I'm still here.
You're still standing. Okay, Elton. Listen.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it was good fish. I've eaten 5-day-old pizza that was left out on the counter. I shouldn't have eaten it.
All right.
Well, I ate that food that I lost power in my house for 3 days, brought it to your house, drove it over, and then took it back. It was in my car round trip at least an hour.
And how did you do? How'd you do with that?
I may have had to take a couple of Tums to Tum Tums afterwards.
Okay. Yeah, you'd be proud of me, Brody. I got free dessert. I talked about this very briefly on the big show, but it paid off. I didn't even ask for the free dessert.
Now, hold on.
Yep.
Hold on.
Not a sponsor. Not a sponsor.
Okay, before you go there.
Not a sponsor.
But hold on. Before you go there,
yep.
I just want to say I have a bone to pick with you involving food. So if it isn't this, I'm going to then do mine next. If it is mine, oh, I'm so pissed.
Okay, well,
go ahead.
Before
you
get pissed,
free dessert.
Just want to say what happened. So I used a local food delivery app called Chow Now. It's a lesser known app.
Oh, this is not what I want. Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Seamless. So usually people know Seamless and Uber Eats and all that. So Chow Now is a localized, it's localized
it
around
like
the
Chinese.
Country. It sounds
like Chinese.
Food-ish. Right, right. But what it is it basically takes all your neighborhood restaurants, the local ones, and cuts out the fees. Like, so you pay less, the restaurant pays less to them, and you get great food at a lower price because
so
it's very localized. Well, no, they still make their money. But the point is, you find this at all around the country. It's a national app. It's just localized to that specific area. So I ordered dinner from some restaurant, and the Chow Now people fucked up. They never showed up. And
so
then
chow,
they
not now.
Chow Now. Chow, chow, chow. No, they said chow.
Later.
No, they said chow.
Yeah.
Like C-I-A-O.
Yeah.
Bye. Because yeah. An hour and a half later, 90 minutes, the Chow Now.
Chow not.
They canceled my fucking order, and they said the food's not coming. Well, the restaurant then calls me and says, look, the chef is going to get, this is how localized it is. The chef is going to actually come out from behind the counter and drive down the hill, and he's going to give you your food from the restaurant. So they gave me, the restaurant delivered the food, and then they told Chow Now that the delivery was made. But I called Chow Now, and I said, oh, now, Chow Now. what is, you cannot charge me for this. And they said, you know what? We do know you got your food. We do understand it's not from us.
What did you order?
I don't even know that. It was a salad. It was a couple of things.
Okay.
Whatever it was. That's unimportant.
Yeah.
The point is,
right.
Chow Now says, we're going to give you a full refund of your $45. You got your food. So I got my entire dinner, and they refunded me in entirety. My entire thing was paid for. And Chow Now says, come again. Please come again. So thank you so much.
Nice.
Got my, yeah, there you go. Now somebody did write on the card, call this number to get extra credit. So does that mean if I called the Chow Now people, I should get more? I mean, in the Brody world of free dessert, I feel like it even was not even, and I got my free dessert. But do I get even more free dessert now? Am I going to call them and say, you now owe me a $30 gift card?
Sure, why not?
Okay. How is that justified?
Okay.
I got my meal taken care of. It was on the arm, as they say.
Well, who gave you the free food? The restaurant.
The restaurant. Well, no, they got paid by Chow Now.
Right.
Chow Now incurred the cost. The restaurant got paid. The restaurant delivered my food, but Chow Now refunded me the $45.
Okay.
Is this a grape soda incident? Hey, we're good. I'm just going to start stealing from them now. I'm going to call them up and be like, hey, you guys owe me $100 in food.
It wasn't stealing.
I justify that?
You want the $30 from Chow Now?
Do I need...
After they already...
My question is, do I need more free dessert, or is this a good deal?
I feel like you should be okay because you got your money back.
Right.
However,
well, here we go. Here comes a Wayfair situation.
There's still a part of me that says you got, how much was the food?
$45.
You got the 45, but it came how much later? An hour, 2 hours?
90 minutes by that point.
Oh, 90 minutes. And you had to make phone calls and stuff. So I feel like if Chow Now wants to keep your business, plus you're giving him all this free promotion, I don't think it's unreasonable.
Well, they're not a client, so whatever.
Were they very nice to you on the phone?
They were very nice. They were cordial. They were very easy. All I had to do was ask. I was like, hey, by the way.
Were they apologetic? Then I would let them slide.
I had to pull. I said, this dinner that's coming to my house now is probably cold, and I have to feed my kid something else. So.
Oh, you made up a kid?
Yeah, I made up a kid. You've done that before.
Well, I'm all right. All right.
I had to feed my kid something else, so this is. And they're like, you know what? Don't worry about it. Here's your money back. Boom. They hit me back on my credit card.
Okay. All right. Well, then, you know what? I'm going to hold off on my why I'm angry at you story and tell you a similar story about DoorDash.
Okay.
Producer Sam on The Big Show tweeted out that she was having a problem with DoorDash.
By the way, Chow Now, owned by DoorDash. They got recently bought out.
Oh, well, I see it's all in the family, so to speak. Okay. So Sam tweets out that she's having a big problem with DoorDash. And somebody says, well, you better get Brody. You better get Brody involved.
BGB.
Right. So I said, yeah, Sam, I'm ready. Let me know. I'm quarantined at home, basically. There's not much going on in my life. So Sam calls me, and so Sam says, this is what happened.
The notorious BGB, by the way.
Yeah. Give me your credit card information, the restaurant, the food you ordered. Oh, all
you
the
love
times
this. You were cracking your knuckles. You were like.
I said, I'm ready to go. She says, well, I called the restaurant, and they said it's not their problem. It's DoorDash's problem.
Oh, yeah?
And when I called DoorDash, they said that the restaurant gave them the wrong food. It's not their problem. So what happened to Sam was she and her boyfriend ordered two milkshakes.
Did that bring all the boys to the yard?
All the boys to the yard, including the DoorDash boys. And she ordered them. I want to say she ordered them at, let's say, 8 o'clock. Okay? For a little after-dinner dessert. Mm-hmm. Two milkshakes from a burger place near where she lives. We'll just call it the burger place because I don't want to out them. They were very, you know, so it's not my place to do that. So she says when the food arrived, it was a couple of burgers and some French fries, but no milkshakes. Okay. Now, you know, Sam is a vegetarian.
Yes.
Okay. So she gave the food back to the driver. And then at 10:30, two and a half hours later, the milkshakes show up. Right. And they're ready to go to bed, so they don't even drink them. They put them in the refrigerator, go to bed, and the next day they're shit, right? Because they don't hold the fluffy. They don't hold the thickness. The whipped cream was all wah-wah, right?
Yeah.
So she says, Brody, can you help me? Can you at least get me something for this? Because neither one is willing to help me. Mm. I said, all right. I'm going to call up DoorDash. So I call up DoorDash, and I say that my fiancé, I make Sam my fiancé, and I ordered two milkshakes, right?
And then I had to feed my kid different food and put him to bed.
Yeah. And I said, we want a dessert from this place.
Yep.
And we use you guys because of the pandemic. I'm sure you guys are doing really, really good business. But my girlfriend doesn't eat meat. We don't have meat in the house. We have a no meat in the house policy. Mm. Your food arrived. And she opened the bag excited, and the driver had already left, and there was the hamburger in the bag. She got so upset she couldn't eat. She was crying. She wanted to vomit. You ruined her night. We broke the no meat rule. Oh, sir, I'm terribly sorry, but clearly the restaurant gave her. I said, you know what? You guys are supposed to check the bag before you leave. I said, before you leave the restaurant, do I have two milkshakes? So he says, well, I don't know what I could do. He says, how much were the milkshakes? I said, they were $14 and change or whatever. He says, all right, well, I'll give you a credit. I said, I don't think you understand. My fiance was in tears, and we didn't even drink the milkshakes. It's just you guys brought the wrong food. It's your fault. So the guy says, well, I'm terribly sorry. He says, what would make you happy? I said, how about we round it up to an even 25? He says, okay.
By the way, 25 is an odd number.
Well, I know. But I meant like a solid number, $14 and whatever change. Yeah. He says, okay, absolutely, $25. Okay. So I call Sam back. I said, Sam, I got you $25. Oh, my God, it's amazing. It took me like 4 minutes. You know, it was quick. So I said, but they're still saying it's the restaurant's fault. Well, $25 is great, Brody. Thank you. I said, it's already on your DoorDash account. I gave them your name and phone number.
Right.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. I said, I'm going to call the restaurant. Why? Because they fucked up. They gave the wrong food to the guy.
Yeah.
And I'm getting a credit.
So now you get credit in both directions.
So I call the restaurant. And I say, hey, listen, my fiance and I are big fans. We live in the neighborhood. We eat there all the time. My girlfriend has an account there.
Right.
But we DoorDashed, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Gave us the guy the wrong bag. And so she says, sir, I'm terribly sorry, but we have a pickup ledge and they take the order off the ledge. The driver took the wrong bag.
Yeah, but who? Oh, did he really? Or did they pack it right. wrong?
So I said, I can't be responsible for that. I don't know that to be true. So I'm texting Sam, send me a copy of the receipt because Sam sent me the receipt. So I said, listen, I've got the receipt. It tells me the name who prepared the food and the driver's name. So she says, okay, sir, but again, if DoorDash brought the wrong bag, they may have had the milkshakes in the car. I said, look, we count on you guys to get the order right with DoorDash. I said, my fiance was hysterically crying. And she called here and you guys told her she's out of luck. You wouldn't help her. So she says, well, send me a copy of the receipt. I send her a copy of the receipt. She says, she's looking at it. She says, okay. I'm looking at my copy of the receipt. She says, your food went to a guy, a different driver.
Right. Oh.
I said, what?
So now they're admitting guilt.
So I said, how would that happen? She says, we must have given your milkshakes to a different driver.
Oh.
And so the bag we gave. Oh, so it is your fault.
Yeah.
This is after telling me it's not their fault.
Oh, how much
like
money did you get out of them?
So she says, what can we do for you? I said, well, if you'd like us to come back, you can credit my account. What can you do for me here? I said, because it did take me two phone
right,
calls.
Right,
with them.
Right, right.
So she says, well, we can credit your account $25. I said, yeah, $25. That's, I said,
why don't we make it an even 50?
No. She says, listen, you're absolutely right. I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
But I can't go higher than 25. My boss can go higher than 25, but he's not here until tomorrow. So I'm going to put $25 in your Sam's account for credit for next time you're here. And you can call tomorrow and I'm going to leave a note for him.
Right.
And you can talk to him.
By the way, okay, we're now up to $50 in savings here.
That's correct.
$25
so
from
I
the
tell
Dashers.
Sam, you're up to $50. Oh my God, you're kidding me. Nope, I got you $25 and $25. She says, we only spent $14 on the shakes. Absolutely.
They're paying you to drink their shit.
Right. So I text Sam. I said, Sam, text me tomorrow at 2:00 and I will call and speak to the manager.
Oh my God.
I'm very polite, whatever.
Did you talk to the manager the next day? You followed up?
I spoke to the manager.
How much did he give you?
Hold on. I said, listen, this is the problem we had. I spoke to your manager, your female assistant manager, and she was very kind, but she said she thought we deserved more than 25, but she could only do 25. But you guys gave the shakes to the wrong driver.
Jeez.
I said, but first you guys told my fiance she was wrong. There was nothing you could do. Then I had a call back. You told me there was nothing you could do. I got the receipt and showed you which driver had it. I said, it took me multiple phone calls. I had a fight with DoorDash. I didn't mention the $25 credit with DoorDash.
Of course you didn't.
The manager says, you're absolutely right. We see that Sam's a good customer. You guys order from us all the time. I'm going to give you another $25. So you have a $50 credit. So I got Sam $75
for a $14 shake.
So Sam says to me, I don't understand. I called DoorDash. They told me it wasn't their fault.
Yeah.
I called. I did everything.
No, she didn't.
I said, Sam, you got to know how to handle yourself. You got to read my book when it comes out.
Exactly.
She's like, I'm going to save the $75.
Man, you were like, that was some double delight. That was like a devil's three-way. You were like taking, like giving, like jerking two cocks off at the same time.
Well, so I want to say
from two different directions.
I did play.
You got free dessert.
When I called, I'm going to admit something to you. When I called DoorDash, the gentleman on the phone sounded like he might be of Indian descent.
Okay,
right. I thought maybe he might be vegetarian, or he might deal with a lot of vegetarians. So I played up the vegetarian angle. I did, and he did. At some point, he said, you know, oh, no, she's a vegetarian. No. So he got upset for me when I said, you know, how upset she was.
Right.
So I think that's why he was like, $25, no problem.
Wow. Look at that.
So $75. So, Sam, you're welcome.
Yeah.
There you go.
And then coming after this, we want to see what your food-related problem with me was.
Oh, I got a food-related problem. I got an alcohol-related problem. And I got maybe what may be the ultimate return of all the returns in stores I've ever done.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. With Skeery and Brody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, I'm home.
Everyone knows that it's Dad's job to be a bit of a joker.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was an accident at the factory. Monty fell into the upholstery machine. Don't worry though, he's fully recovered.
Good one, Dad.
Did you get the pizza for dinner?
So he likes to keep everyone happy with some dad jokes.
Yep, right here. I had a coupon, and it saved me a lot of dough.
Well, the truth is, Dad is just a fun guy.
Hey, I'm not a mushroom.
Please stop. Where does he get these stupid jokes from?
He listens to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast.
Oh, great. More dad jokes for me.
We've delivered over 15,000 jokes to over 3 million listeners, and man, the postage fees are killing us. Listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's your beef, bitch?
My beef? Here's my beef. It's bad enough when you do something that is wrong.
Okay.
It's bad enough when you do something wrong, you don't realize it's wrong. But then it's worse when you don't realize or care that it's wrong, and then you post it on social media.
All right. What are we talking about? And let's go quick because we have a lot of issues to tackle today.
Yes, what is your ethnic background?
My ethnicity? I'm Italian American, right.
Right.
I'm American.
Right. You're a Christian.
Right. Christian. I'm Catholic. Yes, I'm Catholic.
You're Catholic, yeah. Right. It's a Christian is the umbrella.
Christian Catholic.
Everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Christianity. Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, you grew up in an area that had some Jews in it, but
right.
You are not Jewish.
I'm not Jewish.
And when people think of Elvis Duran in the morning show,
they think of you as
I'm
the resident
the
Jew. Actually,
right.
Scotty B is as well, and Sam.
Yeah.
But okay, you're also in there.
Okay, but I've been there. Scotty, yes, but Scotty's not on the show as much as me.
Understood.
But yes,
Scotty, okay. All right.
Of course,
continue.
Is Jewish. Back in the day when we were the Z Morning Zoo, you guys referred to me as the Z Morning Jew.
Correct.
Now,
yeah.
This Monday was one of the two holiest days of the Jewish calendar.
Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, or Rosh Hashanah, okay?
Yeah, by the way, Shana Tova.
Shana Tova. Oh, thank you.
Shana Tova, bro.
That's part of my problem.
Or Lush Shana Tova.
Okay, so I want to play this audio clip of Skiri.
Lashana Tova.
That's you on Instagram, okay, giving a goofy face and
Lashana Tova.
Pointing to the camera.
Saying Lashana
Tova.
Tova. Right.
Right? That is the equivalent of saying Merry Christmas.
Lashana Tova?
Yeah, that's like saying Happy Easter.
Well, dude, I didn't go to Hebrew school, brah. I mean,
okay.
Just be thankful that I am acknowledging and understanding
it's
and knowing.
Lashana Tova.
Lashana Tova.
Right, Lashana Tova. That is not how you say. Which means, you know what it means?
It means good feel. It does not mean Happy New Year. It means good vibes. Good vibes only.
A good holiday.
Good holiday, right? Good yuntif.
You can say it for any holiday.
Good yuntif? I don't know. Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Okay. I know the spirit of what I said.
The spirit was you're mangling the language of the Jewish people,
right,
first
but,
of all.
All right. But
yeah, but the reason you did that
right.
was you were holding something.
I was holding.
You were holding food, which you posted, Rosh Hashanah vibes, have a sweet new year. Party like it's 5781, which is the Jewish New Year.
Yeah.
And you're holding food, and you say thanks at... Hold on. Let me see if there's audio here as well.
Team Perry, I just want to say I love you so much. You're feeding me now. Thank you for this this Rosh Hashanah... What is this, a honey cake? I'm going to have some right here live. Look at me, it really travels well.
And I ate the honey cake. It was like a pound cake flavored with honey.
Hold on. I want to point out, first of all, you said, thanks for feeding me, and you pulled on your coat. I don't know why you pulled on your coat.
Yeah.
But you said it travels well, first of all. Second of all, you said, oh, I'm going to eat this. What is this? Hold on. Let's do it again.
Honey cake.
Team Perry, I just want to say I love you so much.
Right.
You're feeding me now. Thank you for this this Rosh Hashanah. What is this, a honey cake?
Yeah, what is this, a honey cake? You didn't even know what you were eating. You had to look at the side of the box, okay?
I didn't
so
want
to
mess
it up.
So
my problem is you mangled Lashana Tova. You pointed out the food travels well.
Yeah.
You're about to eat it. You don't even know what you're about to eat, but you're thanking them, which is a terrible
way to think. It looked moist. It looked moist.
Okay.
It wasn't broken up.
Hey, at @team_Perry_ROX. I'm the Jew on the show. Where's my food? You give it to Scary. So Scary, I was thinking maybe Scary would go, well, it showed up to the studio. You weren't there. You said on that clip, it travels well. Which means you could have brought it home for me or
right.
dropped it off at my house or done something. But did you give it to Scotty B? No. Did you drop it off at Sam's house, who lives like 5 blocks from you?
Okay.
No. Did you save it? No. You Gavon, you ate all the Jew food. You didn't even know what it was. It travels well.
Okay.
And you gave a shout out to these people who gave the Jew food to the Italian guy.
Right, and I got to tell you right. By the way, Italians can be Jews at the same time because remember,
I understand that,
okay.
But you're not a Jew.
Understood. But the point is, you don't know the history of this. So if you really want to feel like a shithead, I've worked with these people before. I've done videos for them.
I'm even more upset then.
Okay, hold on. No, they've been to the studio. I've established a relationship. These are people that I know.
A lot of your friends are Jewish.
They came up to the studio for a visit. And not only did they sent me a t-shirt. They sent a t-shirt for Garrett and a t-shirt for Danielle. The three of us. We all got t-shirts.
They're more Christians.
And?
I'm a Jew. You didn't get me a t-shirt.
Yeah, but Brody, but you don't know. You don't have a relationship with them.
Because you're hiding them from me.
That's like me. No, I'm not.
If they listened to the show, they would know I'm the Jew.
That's like me.
My people suffered for thousands of years in the desert. The least I could get is a t-shirt.
If my parents' neighbor was Jewish, it would be the same thing. Like, they're
You'll
sending
never
me...
live next no, to a Jew.
But they could be sending me food because I have a personal relationship with them. It doesn't matter that I'm not Jewish.
What's their personal relationship with Garrett and Danielle?
They were there in the studio the day that they came up.
Where was I? I work in the studio.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you weren't there. I have no idea, Brody.
But that would have been an opportunity to say, where's Brody? Listen, if I was there and I had a client and they were bringing up mozzarella balls and prosciutto, I would say, where's Scary? I had to share this with Scary.
Yeah, Brody,
my buddy loves Italian food.
But you weren't there, Brody. Where are you? You're at home. In fact, I've asked you for now 2 months to come over here and get this box of junk.
Unrelated.
What was I gonna do? Am I gonna hold on to this? How long am I gonna hold on to this honey cake? It'll go hard as a rock. You know what? It'll start looking like blue cheese because you're not gonna. By the time you come here to pick it up, it will be done. You haven't been in my house in months.
I have honey cake for you, Brody, and some free T-shirts. Your honey cake would get me over there because it's perishable.
I understand that, Brody.
Okay, but how did Garrett and Danielle get T-shirts?
Because the last time these people were in the studio, the High Lifeline, They came up, High Life Line, they came up, they said hello. Last year at this time, they came up and they brought me honey cake. And Danielle...
I have never left earlier than Danielle.
Danielle...
Which means I was there.
And Garrett were there with me in the studio. We took pictures with this family. So they remembered, they held on to those memories that we created. Mm-hmm. And she sent me, because I had a personal relationship with her, whether I'm a recipient of Judaism or not.
You have a personal relationship with Jesus. You shouldn't be a personal relationship with the Jew people. And not include me.
All right.
Holy shit.
Then you know what? You shouldn't be eating pizza. Go fuck yourself, man. You can't eat Italian food. All right?
That's exactly what you're saying. No, I already made the analogy. I said, if I had a deal with an Italian deli that had like Italian cheeses you like and smoked mozzarella and a gabagol and all the stuff you love, and they came up and brought food and you went down the hall, I would get you. I would put some in the refrigerator for you. I would get you a shirt.
But there's no telling when you're coming here next because you haven't been here in two months.
I'm not talking about now. Brody
still hasn't even picked up his Brooklyn Boys masks yet that he ordered. Okay?
Well, I have not. I come over and get the hoodies? And didn't I come over and get my food back?
That was two months ago. It doesn't matter.
It was not 2 months ago.
I owe you shit.
I cannot believe you out-Jewed me. You Jew-blocked me.
Yeah, and by the way, thank you. Shout out to Instagram, who had all the... You type in Rosh Hashanah and Instagram on the gifts.
Yeah.
Ooh, mm-hmm. baby. Oh, they all come up. It's great.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure they do. Yeah.
Living Enjoy. Like it's 5781. Happy 5781, Brody.
Hey.
Lashana Tova.
Yeah.
Lashana Tova. Lashana Tova.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Now, I had told you guys, by the way, this is disgusting. This city, our city is falling to shit.
No, it's not.
I will say one thing about I want to tell you what happened to me on Saturday night. You can't deny this happened because it did. Okay.
Me and my friend,
I'm coming back from the restaurant. I'm walking in my car. What do I see is a girl in between.
No.
She's on the back of my car. No. She's literally between my car and the car in front of me and back of me. So she's in between cars, parallel parked on the middle of Houston Street, which is a main thoroughfare in Greenwich Village.
Spelled Houston, pronounced Houston.
Yeah. And we're walking toward the car, and I'm like, what's she doing behind my car? What's going on? All of a sudden, this drunk girl jumps up. And as she jumps up, she starts jumping up and down to try and get her pants up, which were around her ankles. And she was just in her thong. And all of a sudden, she rips her pants up, buttons them up, and goes, oh, and then skips off across the street with her friend.
What did she say?
Oh, she was making all these kinds of noises. And then I look, and I go to the car. I'm like, she just pissed on my car. And I said this on the big show.
Did she put her butt to the car?
She pissed in between my car and the car, my trunk and the front of the car. She squatted. She did a little squatty potty, except there was no potty. The squatty.
Did she pee on your car? Or she peed next to your car.
She peed next to it, next to the fucking tire. But the point is, there was all wetness all over the floor and all over the area near my car. It was disgusting. But I'm like,
wet ass Lexus.
Yeah, it was a wet ass Lexus. Yes, it was. My question is, this girl just came out of a bar, clearly. She couldn't take a piss before she left.
Right.
She had to wait till she got to the middle of the street.
So your theory is that New York was perfect before the pandemic, and now, because you don't like the mayor, this girl peed on your car and it's the mayor's fault.
No, I'm just saying she did that.
You don't think drunks came out and peed in public before the pandemic when it was a different mayor?
No, I was an example
of the city going to hell.
That was some wet ass piss. That's some wop. Yeah. Okay? Wow. That's some
wop. By the way, last episode, we called it wet ass podcast.
Yes, we did. I don't know if that paid off.
No, but I was supposed to write a jingle for this week and I didn't have time to do it, so I'll have it for next week.
No, I hate the mayor for other reasons. That's not for this podcast. I'm going to start a new podcast about that. My choice words for Mayor DeLazio, because I fucking hate him. Let's put all that aside because I don't want to go down that road. Now you had a couple of things you had. By the way, you have a dog. I had a question for you.
I have two dogs, and they were both on yesterday's 15-minute morning show podcast.
I know that
on
was
the
so Australian cute.
Show so cute. Account.
This is a question I have for dog owners or pet owners or cat owners or
gerbil owners.
Do you think your dogs know what you're doing if they see you doing it? Do they know? Like it was if a dog. I've always wanted to know this. I don't have a pet. I don't know nothing about. Well, but when dogs, help? When
does
dogs,
it matter if you're doing it in their style?
Right. But if but have you ever like have you ever had the door open and the dog just wanders in while you were doing it? And does the dog know what you're doing? And B, we'll first answer that question. Does it know? Does your dog know? Does your pets know?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think that dogs eat their own poop sometimes. I don't think they're looking going, oh, reverse cowgirl. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No?
No, I don't think. I don't think
that they must know. I mean, I don't.
Well, you've never had a pet.
Well,
so
I'm trying to
is,
think back. I don't think, first of all, I've never had sex with a pet in a room because I'm trying to think of all my exes.
Whoa. Have you been thinking about having sex with a pet?
No, because I don't have a cat and neither or a dog and neither does Rob. Neither does Robin.
The way you said it, you're like, I've never had sex with a pet in a room.
No, not with a pet. No, that's not going to happen here, but in this scenario. But I'm trying to remember like way back. I don't think I've ever done it with a pet in a room in any situation ever. But but my question is for pet owners.
No,
it does a
I
dog.
Don't know, but
if
you
have a dog,
what,
does the dog like look like? Oh? And the reason why I bring it up is because I noticed that Elvis has his two puppies and his dogs, yeah. And everyone has Danielle has cats. Everyone's got these pets, and I'm always and I see them wandering around the house on the Zoom room. Are Danielle's cats watching her while she's like having sex?
I don't know. You know what? Some people don't mind when the dogs are in the bed. I don't want the dog in the bed. I kick the dog out.
You may kick the dog out, but does the dog know what's going on? Is the question.
No. Listen. I had a kid walk in the room when they were 4 or 5.
Really?
And we just had a conversation like nothing was going on. We were under the blanket, but we were involved. And they just walked in and they're like, "Hey, I have a question." So we were like, "Oh, hey, how you doing?" So. And they didn't know what we were doing. I don't know if they even remember that. I remember it, but no, I don't think the dogs know is my point.
Okay.
All right.
Just wondering.
I teased a couple things. I want to talk to you about my ultimate return. I don't think I could outdo myself on this one.
We do have some sound that we should probably get to. We got a lot. And we had some.
I was just going to do the. You want me to tease? You want me to get to that later? It's a quickie. It's
go
a quick
for
story.
It. Yeah, go. Go.
So
you don't have to tease anything. Just do it.
I wanted to say it was, in my mind, it was last summer. I bought plastic channel runners. I think they're called channel runners. They're basically like celery sticks, stalks. You know, when you cut the celery stalk is curved, right?
Yeah.
And it's long and the sides come up on it.
Sounds like my penis.
That's right. Yeah. And so I bought these things to put where the water was dripping in my backyard. When the rain comes, the water seems to fall off my house into this one spot. So I bought 4 of these to channel. They're not gutters or leaders. They're rubber. They're about, I don't know, 3 feet long and a foot wide. And you click them together to make them long into like a almost like a slip and slide kind of thing. The water hits it and you make the water like roll away. And you can fill it with rocks to keep them down. Anyway, I bought 4 of them. I ended up only using 3. I think they were like $7 a piece, right? And they don't sell them in the stores. They're only Home Depot online, okay? So I'm organizing my garage last weekend, and I see that I still have this one left I never used. And I didn't return it at the time because I thought, what if I need another one?
Another one?
Well, right. Now, Home Depot changed their return policy a couple of weeks ago. Used to be, if you didn't have a receipt, they just gave you store credit. So people would clean out their closets and their attics and their garages. Oh, I found this nozzle from 6 years ago. As long as they still sell it in the store, they'll give you the credit, right? If it's still in the SKU, it's still in the system. So I would always like, oh, here's some molding I brought. You know, I'll bring that back. Great about it. Well, they stopped doing that. You either have to have a receipt or you have to have the credit card you bought it on to show the purchase. So I go up to the customer service desk. I don't bring the item in. It's in my trunk. And I say to the woman, I said, her name's Stephanie. I said, Stephanie, this is the situation. I got this channel guard thing. I don't know exactly what it's called. I bought it last summer. It's a Home Depot online exclusive. I don't know what credit card I used, but I was wondering, should I bring it in, try to return it? I don't know if you still sell it. So she says, well, describe it. So I describe it. She says, all right, let me look at your account. I said, I probably used my Home Depot card because I ordered it online and my card is attached to the account. So check my Home Depot card. So she says, when did you say you bought it? I said last year, last summer. I was doing, you know, for getting the garden ready, maybe in the spring. She says, yeah, you bought it in May. I said, oh, great. Yeah, see, I told you. She says, 2017. I said, oh, no, I'm pretty sure it was last year. She's, you know, 19. She says, nope, 2017. It says it right here, you bought four of them. Exactly. So now I look like I was trying to scam her,
yeah.
Which I wasn't. I genuinely remembered it as okay. Last year, or maybe 2018.
Maybe she'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
So she says, you come in here all the time. I'll go, oh, I'm here all the time. I walk in, they know me. Like, hey, David. She says, well, look, it's not in the system anymore, so I can't scan it. Oh,
but she could scam it.
So I said, well, I appreciate that, but thank you. She says, listen, you're a good guy. You're a regular guy. You come in here all the time. She says, let me see what I could do.
Yeah, you know she could do something.
And I hear the clickety, 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 clickety.
Yeah.
And she says, I'm going to give you $10 back for it.
Hey.
I go, but I only paid seven. She goes, how many did you want to return? I said, just the one. She says, you sure you only want to return one?
Wink, wink, elbow, elbow.
Right. So I'm like, I don't want to take advantage because that's not honest. Right. You know, it's one thing to get free dessert, but I'm not going to return two. I only have one. I said, yeah, I got the one. Just I'm going to use a miscellaneous code and I'm going to return it for you. And we'll call it $10 even. I'm like, oh, that's great. I'll go get it. She goes, nah, keep it.
Wow.
So
okay.
I got a $10 credit for something I bought 3 years ago, only paid $6.98 for, and I didn't have to return it. Boom.
Wow, she must have been
so
in a good mood.
I can sell it and get my $7 back.
Of course you're going to do. You're going to fucking Wayfair that shit.
That's right. And
and
speaking of bonus.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of something with my pool vacuum company. Which, if it all goes well, I will tell you next episode. But I think I may have hit the jackpot. So if I'll know in a day or two, and I'll let you guys know next week. So remind me, Scary. Podcast
with Bodie and Scary.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, I'm home.
Everyone knows that it's Dad's job to be a bit of a joker.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was an accident at the factory. Monty fell into the upholstery machine. Don't worry though, he's fully recovered.
Good one, Dad.
Did you get the pizza for dinner?
So he likes to keep everyone happy with some dad jokes.
Yep, right here. I had a coupon, and it saved me a lot of dough.
Well, the truth is, Dad is just a fun guy.
Hey, I'm not a mushroom.
Please stop. Where does he get these stupid jokes from?
He listens to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast.
Oh, great. More dad jokes for me.
We've delivered over 15,000 jokes to over 3 million listeners, and man, the postage fees are killing us. Listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we got some sound.
Yeah, I got some sound.
Let's play some sound. I got like 10 minutes left, so let's do some sound, and I got to just talk to you about alcohol.
Alcohol? I love alcohol.
I got an alcohol problem. So let's, what sound clips do you have? I want to do the ladder. You have the ladder one from last
I got them
week?
All, buddy.
Give me the ladder one. I want to talk about this. So this ladder commercial, it's for,
by the way, none of the six clips are labeled ladder.
Oh, power cleaner.
No. Try again.
Power cleaner?
Unfavorable. Impressed.
Not the ones I sent today. The ones from last week.
Oh, Jesus. We got more hits. We did all these.
Yep. More hits. We didn't play power cleaner.
I don't see it.
Well, let me see. I'll play it off my phone. Let's see if we can play it. So Fuller Brush was a big company in the 40s and 50s. It was like if you wanted a home product like as seen on TV, these guys would come door to door. They were a big deal. They've revitalized the name, and now they've got this guy who says, I'm the Fuller Brush man, because he's like the latest guy. He's like it's like the OxyClean guy.
Yeah.
He's like what's the guy that does the patches holes in your boats? What's that guy?
I don't know.
The seal guy. Tweet me. The quick seal. That guy. Whatever that guy is. Right? There's always a guy. It's the Fuller Brush guy. So this guy is selling a power cleaner, right? You put a spray bottle on your hose, your garden hose, and it shoots this a magic fluid that cleans your windows, your screens. It's amazing.
I'm going to give you a magic fluid.
Right. So one of the selling points, listen to one of the selling points. See if you can hear this.
Look, even with the ladder, you couldn't reach that window. But with the full crystal power sprayer, you can clean windows up to 27 feet high.
Okay, so in the video, they're showing the guy, not him, the guy in the background, trying to clean his second floor window. And he's on a little 5-step ladder, and the hose he's trying to use isn't reaching the window. But with this attachment, the power cleaner, but listen to what he says. That to prove his point, here it is. Hold on.
Look, even with the ladder, you couldn't reach that window.
Okay.
Yes, you could.
Even with the ladder, right? Even with the ladder. I have an idea. Buy a bigger fucking ladder.
Right.
The guy's got like a step stool trying to clean his second floor window. And this guy's being like, hey, man, without this, there would be no way on this planet to clean your window on the second floor, even with a ladder.
They exacerbate the problem. Is that the right word? Yeah, they make the problem worse than it really is. But they're showing you in the frame, it's almost as if that ladder's higher than 5 feet don't exist.
Right. Even with the ladder. There's only one ladder, the ladder. He doesn't say even with your ladder, even with the ladder. Yeah, with that ladder, I'm never going to reach the second floor because it's a fucking step stool for my kid to brush his teeth. Oh, my God. You'll see the commercial. You'll be like, holy shit. Okay. Unfavorable rating. You got that one?
Of course.
Okay. Unfavorable rating. Now, I know that the host of this news broadcast was trying to make it like a compliment. She was interviewing a guy who's running for office, right? And he's running against Lindsey Graham in South Carolina. Guy's name is Jamie Harrison. This is not a political endorsement. I'm just playing the sound. And so she's talking about Lindsey's unfavorable rating and his unfavorable rating. But listen to how she explains the numbers at the end. Okay. And then I will explain to you why it's not right what she said.
The unfavorable opinion, he's got 49. He's underwater by 5 points in terms of his favorable unfavorables, while your unfavorables are just 34. So I guess fewer people know you.
Okay.
Okay, you lost me.
So she said Lindsey's unfavorables, like when you poll people, are at 49%.
Right.
So 49% of people don't like him. She says to Jamie on her show, your unfavorables are only 34%. Right. Now, that's a compliment, right?
I guess. Oh, yeah.
Right?
I'm less unfavorable than you.
Right, because that's part of it. Like, right. It isn't always like who you'll vote for.
Right.
It's who has the last presidential election, Clinton Trump, were the two most unfavorable people ever to run for office at the same time against each other. Right, they were both unfavorable. So if you voted, you weren't happy about it.
Okay.
So she says to him, well, you're unfavorable. It's only 34%. Now, that should be a compliment. She should say, I guess people like you. But play the clip again and listen to what she says to the guy as to why his numbers are unfavorable.
The unfavorable opinion. He's got 40 nods. He's underwater by 5 points in terms of his favorable unfavorables, while your unfavorables are just 34. So I guess fewer people know you.
Know you? No, right, obviously you must know the person because they're unfavorable. They have a rating.
That's not what she's saying. What she meant was the people out there, you're not as well known as Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham is one of the most famous politicians in our country. Like him or not, he's on television.
So
all the
more
time.
They
he's
get to know him, the more unfavorable he's going to be?
Yes! That's what she's saying. She's like, only 34% don't like you. I guess that's because nobody knows you. Once they get to know you,
they're going to hate you. They're going to fucking hate you.
Right. That's what she said to him.
Okay, that makes sense. That took me a minute. All right, we got was a former.
Was a former. This drives me crazy. People say that all the time. Oh, he was a former general in the Army. Play the clip.
Oh, I know it. I know the
play
mistake.
The clip.
I know it.
That was Olivia Troy. She was a former top advisor.
Hold on. You were a former. No, you are currently a former.
Right.
Because you are a former.
Unless they hired you back.
That was Olivia Troy. She was a former top advisor.
Oh, it's disgusting. Who writes their scripts? What channel is this?
I understand that. That doesn't matter. The point is...
They got fucking preschoolers writing this teleprompter shit.
That the point was Olivia Troy. She was a former top advisor.
Okay.
So, I didn't get the audio at the time, but... I know... You know what? I didn't get the audio, but I know it's because... They're reading off a teleprompter, right? They're not saying these things because they don't know it. They're saying it because the teleprompter writer is an idiot.
For instance,
I'm watching a guy on cable news, and he's talking about Glenn Frey from the Eagles. Now, if you don't know the band The Eagles, they're one of the most famous rock bands from the 70s and 80s. Huge amount of hits. And almost all of the members of that band went on to solo careers themselves. Don Henley, Joe Walsh, Glenn Frey. Huge success band. Turns out, I didn't know this until recently, they were the backup band for Linda Ronstadt, who was a huge singer in the 70s. They were just her backup band, and they were like, hey, we want to go out on our own. She's like, yeah, go ahead. They became the Eagles. Anyway, Glenn Frey spells his name Frey, okay?
Yeah.
The guy on the news says, we're going to be talking to Glenn Frey.
Glenn Frey, ooh.
Right? Now, that means you don't know who Glenn Frey is, and it's written, you're reading it off the teleprompter.
Correct.
My question is, because look, you and I are producers, right? We produce a
You have to
show.
Write it phonetically.
Right.
Anything write it F-R-Y. It doesn't matter. The audience isn't seeing it spelled F-R-Y, but 100%. Write fucking Frey the way it's said.
Anything I write for radio, anything I write for Elvis, if I write like Saquon Barkley, like
phonetic.
I write it phonetically so that he could see Saykwan, Saquon.
Because the most important thing is pronouncing it right on the air.
Right, and I'll put Say in capitals so he knows the accent Saquan.
Right.
Right. Saquon or is Saq...
Yeah.
U-A-N. Yeah, anyway. He's going to go Saquon... Right, whatever.
Right.
He may or may not know it. You can't take for granted that your talent knows. So Glenn Frey. Anyway, okay. What else you got there?
We have the Social Security string of.
I'm gonna skip those. Let's skip the sound because
I have
a beef with you.
Impressed.
We're gonna leave those.
All right,
I want to talk to you. How you and somebody else. I asked the wrong people for advice.
Okay.
And this is the alcohol thing I mentioned before. So my wife likes a good vodka. Right, she's not a huge drinker, but she likes a good vodka straight up or in a mixed drink. Okay,
yep.
And so, and she needed a bottle of a whiskey recommended for her boss's birthday. A couple of coworkers were chipping in, so I asked you.
Wait, didn't we do this on this podcast? We talked about this.
No, we talked about you giving me the whiskey. We didn't talk about the vodka.
Oh, the vodka.
We didn't talk about the vodka.
Okay, yep.
So you gave me a very, very expensive whiskey recommendation, but people were chipping in. That's fine. So I asked someone I know, who I know is a connoisseur of vodka, and I said, hey, my wife mentioned she'd like to try a vodka better than what she normally drinks, a little nicer than what she normally drinks. And I wanted to get her something nice. She's been working very hard. And she did a couple of favors for me. She bought me some things at a store I didn't know.
Right. Okay.
I wanted to do something nice by her. So I asked this person, who I know knows the finer things in life. And I said, listen, I want to get her something a little nicer. She normally drinks Tito's, Kettle One, yeah. Chopin.
They're all in the same category. Yeah.
They're all like, $20 a bottle, right. 20, whatever, $25. Whatever. Okay. I said, I want something a little bit nicer, but not anything that's going to break my wallet. Right. Because I know this person has a lot more money than me, and they're used to the finer things, but maybe they've had a relatively inexpensive wine, vodka that was good, that was a little more money, $50 bottle, a $60 bottle. So they go, oh, got it, Brody, no problem. And they send me back a couple of minutes later, two vodkas, the names of two vodkas. I'm like, oh, this is great. These sound fancy. This is great. I look them up. One of them's $150
wow,
a bottle, and one of them was $275.
Holy shit.
So I say to myself, well, what do I do now? Because if I don't use the recommendation, he's going to go, hey, how'd your wife like those vodkas? I can't lie about it because he might speak to my wife and go, oh, what'd you think of those vodkas? And she's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
So I don't want to tell him I can't buy the vodkas. So first of all, I want to know, Scary, whose fault is it? Is it my fault for asking a rich guy for advice when I told him I wanted something that wouldn't break my wallet?
That.
Okay, this is a guy who knows how much I make.
Okay, well, stop right there. You're asking a rich guy.
Hold on. He knows me, right? He knows I'm frugal. I'm not cheap, but I'm frugal. He knows I'm not going to spend $275 on a bottle of vodka. He should know that, right? Which means, okay, he must be drinking $500 a bottle of vodka. Right? To think that $275 is inexpensive. Or he thinks $275 is a good stretch for me. When I told him my wife drinks Tito's, right? So you want to stretch me to $80. Give me an $80 bottle. Give me $100, so and I'll save it for my birthday.
Here's the problem, and I'm a vodka
drinker.
So
is it my fault for asking a rich guy?
Yeah.
Or his fault for not realizing it's me? It's David
no,
Brody.
No, it's your fault for asking a rich guy. I would ask a common person. A person
but
without money.
Give me Tito's.
Okay, well here's
they're gonna give me.
Well,
like
here's the problem, Brody. I'm a Stoli. Big vodka drinker, and the truth be told, yeah. Most of all this vodka is in the same kind of category. They're all $25, $30, $35, $40 a bottle. I believe after that.
No.
There's nothing. There's no like
you are mistaken.
$80, $100 bottles. It goes right to the expensive
shit.
That's
not true.
I really do think so.
Every product has different layers of product.
Well, find one.
There's no $15,000 Lexus. But other than that, but I didn't know which one to get. So what I did was I took the $250 bottle maybe or the $175 bottle of vodka.
Right.
And I Googled the name of it because the name he gave me had like, it had like a fancy name. Like it was, I'm just going to say it was Pete's Vodka. It wasn't Pete's Vodka, but it was like Pete's Vodka Excelsior Edition or something.
Right.
Right. Like he said to get the Excelsior Edition or it was the Champagne Edition. It was some kind of fancy.
Right.
The gold label, gold family.
You know you
member.
Could do, Brody. You could.
So hold on. It was the gold member, right? Something like that. So what I did was I looked for that company and I found they had a $45 version of it and an $85 version all of right. it. And then the $175.
Oh, so you got the $85 version.
No, I got the $45 version.
Okay.
Again, you're still talking to me because for $85, if she doesn't like it, I'm stuck with an $85
bottle.
Or
you could have found the most expensive bottle you could find, an empty version of that bottle on eBay, and then pour some Absolut in there.
No, that's a dick move. My wife knows vodka.
Well, some bars in Brooklyn might have done that.
That's correct.
Growing up,
so
we might have had some of that.
I give my wife the vodka, the $45 vodka, and she loves it. She's like, it's so different than anything else I've had. It's amazing. She loved it. Love the vodka. So I wasn't going to tell her that's like, there's two other versions that are much higher. I just said, glad you like it. I asked the rich, the affluent guy. So the question is now, what do I say to the affluent guy? What do I do?
Nothing.
You're
don't
saying
say
it's
anything.
My fault.
It's your fault. Don't say anything. Keep your mouth shut and move on. That's it.
Well, I'm going to make it a topic on the Big Show tomorrow if he'll do it, because it was Elvis.
We'll see. Oh. Are you serious?
Yeah, it was Elvis. And I love Elvis. And his recommendation was good because she liked the cheap version, but I can't get her the $176 bottle. Come on.
Well, why not, Brody?
He knows me for 20 years. He knows
all
I'm
that
not
free,
buying a-
all that free dessert you've gotten over the years, all those for that free credit. All
that
the-
doesn't put more money in my bank.
Yeah, but
put more-
it saved
it
you. That would have been money that you would have used on
yes,
those
but I,
products.
I spent that. Yeah, but I spent that money on college, on my kids. I don't have that.
In
money.
The world of in the game of life, Brody, you are way ahead. You could have fucking. You could have paid the $175 for a nice bottle for her.
You
it's your,
would've.
It's your wife.
You would've.
It's your wife.
You it doesn't. Yeah, my wife and I.
Doesn't she deserve the best?
Accounts.
She deserves the finest.
She got the best. She's got me.
She deserves the finest in life. She deserves vodka.
Okay, but who's to say that $176 is better than $45? You don't know that. By the way, in my opinion, anything's better than $45. So look, $176. You don't know if that's like they tweaked the flavor, and maybe she wouldn't like that flavor.
Your poor wife.
You don't know that.
Poor wife.
She
living
loved
with
the
you.
45.
Putting up
She's
with you.
She's getting the $45 bottle, and you know that's, what? For her birthday.
Yeah.
For her birthday coming up in the new year.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get her the $75, $80, whatever it was, middle bottle.
Yeah. No. Maybe you'll get her a vodka slice of pizza. I can go for one of those right now.
Listen, we don't drink vodka from 175 when you come from
Brooklyn!
The boys from Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn!
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.